Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, guys. Welcome back to Not Your Typical with Not Your Typical Fitness Lover, Caitlin Nolan. Today we have a fun episode because there's a trend going around on TikTok. I feel like this is how I start a lot of my episodes because I get a lot of my episode topic ideas from trends. But there's one that I really like going around that's called girl therapy. And obviously this goes without saying, but these are obviously not actual therapy things. These are just things that make me feel good. That's what the trend is going around. So just like a fun little trend. But I am a girl and there's a lot of things that I consider my girl therapy. And I just thought it'd be really fun. So I wrote down a few things and why I like to do them to maybe inspire you guys, especially towards the end of the year. I know a lot of people get in that like rut feeling, and there's nothing better than just having a calm, clear mind, body, and that's exactly what all of these little things do for me. So that's really the focus today, is how I like to calm myself, and that's the keyword, calm my body, my mind, have a clear head, clear space, clear life. So that's the topic, but let's get into my not your typical obsession, dislike, and word of the week. I have two different obsessions this week. We'll start off with the first one, which is actually a surprise, especially if you're like newly engaged. I feel like a lot of people, when they first get newly engaged, they're like excited to wedding plan. And then when they start wedding planning, they're like, oh, this is super stressful, annoying. And usually what I have heard is that it's like the worst part about having a wedding. And I feel the opposite. I feel like it's really been like a really creative outlet for me that has nothing to do with my job, obviously. I will do like a wedding series on YouTube and stuff, but when I'm wedding planning, I'm just not thinking about like vlogging it or anything like that, because that'll just kind of naturally happen. So it's been a really nice escape for me. And I actually am going to talk about this today because one of my habits I like doing is creating specific mood boards on Pinterest. But that has always been like the most relaxing habit for me. Like anytime I can remember where I really felt low and was like spiraling, I have like 9 times out of 10 just gone to my room, gone to my computer, played a YouTube video, played some music or something to entertain me while I made a Pinterest board. So getting to make a board with like a real purpose behind it. And I've obviously done boards before in my job, like if I had the podcast cover to shoot, or even just like I'm doing this Thanksgiving series on TikTok right now. So I went on Pinterest and like pinned a bunch of Thanksgiving food ideas and stuff. So I think it's just like naturally who I am. I'm a really visual and creative learner. So I really like wedding planning. It's been really fun. We haven't really done like the specifics yet. We've only been engaged for like 3 weeks, maybe not even, honestly. But we do have our first like in-person appointment this weekend. We're going to go tour a venue in California, and I'm really excited about that. And even like going and touring a venue, I definitely want to wear like a cute white outfit. And Hunter and I will probably go to breakfast before, maybe get lunch or dinner after. And I just love stuff like this. So it's been really fun to have like an extra point to the day, something that isn't work, isn't fitness, isn't, you know, being an adult, responsible. It's more like just something fun that I'm really excited about. And then like the more I think about the wedding, the more I just get excited about it, because I actually have never really pictured myself having a wedding. Like me and my friends kind of joke a lot because I like there's a lot of things about weddings that aren't me. Like, I can't really even imagine myself, honestly, walking down an aisle with so many people looking at me, even though it's going to be all of my best friends and family. But the more I think about it and the more I am just so excited to start my life with Hunter and celebrate our life and our love together in front of everyone, then it does make me excited. So, yeah, it's just funny that, like, the idea of a wedding has always been so scary to me and, like, just so not me. And we've always kind of considered eloping. But the more I think about doing it with Hunter and everybody who knows Hunter and loves Hunter and I, thinking about all of that gets me really excited. So, yeah, that was definitely my main positive of the week, my obsession this week. That's very not typical to my life because I've obviously never planned a wedding before. So, like, looking at all the venues around here and even, like, diving into the pricing and stuff was just fun, I guess. Not fun to pay for all those pricing, but, like, just actually diving into it is really fun. And then my other one was a really small one, but we've been doing a meal delivery kit service. And, well, it's actually not a kit. It's not something that we have to cook. We literally just have to put it in the microwave. And Hunter and I were just talking on our walk yesterday how it really is so helpful, because a lot of the time we will work until, like, 7, and then we walk Coco, so we're not getting home until 8, and then sometimes we have to cook, and then that'll take until 9, and we're just not eating very early. And these meals have really helped us on the days where we have that type of structure. So I just really, really like them. There's two meal kit delivery services that I like, and the first one is Provenance Meals. I already have purchased my fourth box from them. They gift me one box, but I actually prefer to just pick out my own stuff. So I've been ordering them myself, and yeah, I spend my own money on them. I think they're so worth it, and I am actually saving money, even though when you check out, it's like, oh, this kind of seems expensive per meal. But if you really factor in, like, the time that goes into it, the cooking, the grocery shopping, when you throw groceries away, all of that, I'm, like, genuinely saving money. And then another meal kit service that I really like that I've tried before is Factor. I think I'm going to go back and forth between those two every week to kind of switch up the recipes and make it kind of different, more exciting. And then we still obviously cook too. But yeah, just been really nice. So that's my obsessions of the week. My dislike of the week has honestly been what you've probably heard every single podcaster talk about, but I have to mention it because it really is an effect on our life. And that's the sun setting so early. I'm in California, so around 4:35, it becomes dusk. And then at least by, like, 4:45 to 5, the sun is fully set, which is so different and crazy to me, because even growing up in Arizona, like, it would at least be 6 o'clock when the sun would set. And I find 4 to be, like, 4 to me is sometimes when I, like, have another coffee. It's the middle of the day for me. So I really don't like how the sun has been setting. I'm such a morning day person. Even though I like nighttime and, like, I like to stay up late and I get creative at night, I just don't like the vibe of nighttime. I really like the vibe of the morning. So, yeah, it just kind of has sucked. And I feel like the only thing that's been kind of helping me is making the vibes cozy at night and almost romanticizing it. And I actually saw a TikTok yesterday that influenced me last night, because it was a girl just talking about the exact same thing, that she genuinely feels kind of sad when the sun goes down earlier. And that's why she put her holiday decorations out, because even the small little thing of, like, going and turning on the Christmas tree at, like, 4:30 and putting all the candles on, or, you know, making it cozy in there, has helped her, because it's just something to look forward to rather than when you see the sun setting. It's not like, oh, the sun's setting. It's like, oh, the sun's setting. Now I can go turn on all of my lighting that I have for nighttime and all the Christmas lights. So I actually was like, okay, that makes a lot of sense. And I feel like that actually would be really helpful. So that's why I'm decorating early. I know I talked about my last podcast and, like, all my YouTube videos that I really love Thanksgiving, so I don't want to skip over it, but I'm not going to skip over Thanksgiving. And there's still a few fall things that we're going to do, Hunter and I together, and then also I have some stuff with my girlfriends that we're going to do. So I still love, like, the fall vibes, and I feel like it's impossible to skip over fall because we still have Thanksgiving, if you celebrate Thanksgiving. So I just will also have some Christmas stuff out, and I ordered some stuff on Amazon. You guys can follow me on TikTok or YouTube or Instagram if you guys want to see that. But yeah, my word for next week is just going to be inspired, because I feel really inspired this week. And I think anyone who does a creative job knows that that's going to be such an up and down thing. It's honestly a roller coaster. It's just like if you are on a fitness journey or you're like grinding with school and career, you will have weeks where you feel really motivated and it almost feels natural to you. And then there's weeks where it literally feels like you're pulling teeth. And that's exactly how it feels with creativity, especially if you have deadlines and it's a job. A lot of the time, it doesn't really matter if you feel creative and you feel inspired. If you have deadlines and you have people who are like waiting for you for certain things, you don't get to just be like, oh, no, never mind. And I think that's where it gets hard for me, because also as a perfectionist, it's like, if I don't feel inspired with something, if I don't want to share something, I just like literally don't want to. But a lot of the time, like I said, there is like that need to do it anyway, because it's obviously a career. And I think that that's also a good thing, because I don't think being 100% lenient and whatever in life is going to be beneficial for me personally. I like to have structure, and I like to have, I guess, somebody like almost relying on me. That's why I also really like having a workout partner. And even you guys, I feel like if I don't post a podcast episode on Wednesday, I genuinely feel like guilty, and I feel like I let you guys down. So it really does help to have a community with this job. So anyway, my whole point is that I really have felt a huge spark of inspiration. And I think even just leaning into the seasons, like fall, and I'm doing that Thanksgiving recipe series on my TikTok, like having things that I feel like are romanticizing what I do as a job really helps me. So I really hope that this week I can continue with that and just not be hard on myself and like critique my own work, because at the end of the day, it doesn't have to be perfect. I just want it to be, I guess, helpful, or like either inspire, help, educate, something. I don't want there to be no substance to what I do for my work. So yeah, that's the whole rundown. That's all the life updates. Let's get into the 7 things that I do that I consider my girl therapy. And we'll start off with the first one, which the purpose of this one for me is to fully relax and fully tune out. When I do that, that's how I feel really clear-headed. And I feel like I usually do this at nighttime. And that is watching comfort YouTubers and podcasts. I have my certain people that I feel like I have either always watched or just put me in a really good mood. 9 times out of 10, I know either what they're going to be giving me in a video or podcast, or I have experience feeling really motivated or inspired or happy after watching them. That to me is a comfort creator. And a few of the people that I would consider like a comfort creator is Gretchen Garrity on YouTube, the What We Said podcast, Lauren Elizabeth's podcast, Kenzie Elizabeth's YouTube, Sydney Adams' YouTube. All of these people that I watch, I feel like just make me feel like I'm watching a friend and I'm on FaceTime. And yeah, it just honestly feels comforting. So that's the first one I wrote, is listening or watching comfort creators. My next one is like the same word, comfort, but I said cooking comfort meals. And I feel like cooking specifically for me, I actually get something more out of that than just like going and having a comfort meal, even though I love going out and having comfort meals. Specifically, if I need like a moment to chill and to feel calm, cooking, not only one, does cooking make you have this sense of feeling like you did an act of service for yourself or an act of service for someone else. It feels so satisfying to eat what you created, and like having the whole process come to fruition, even if it's like not the best thing in the entire world. I'm not the best chef, and honestly, I don't even know how to bake. But when I try to make something, like even if it's not the best tasting thing in the world, it's still a really satisfying feeling when I get to have it. And there's a few things that I feel like are really easy, like chili, or I'll make waffles, pancakes. Sometimes I'll just do like avocado toast. It doesn't have to be anything crazy, but just the comfort foods that I know that I love, cooking those really helps relax me. Another thing that I feel like something about me with feeling good is I really love habit stacking and putting little things on top of each other that make me feel good, that feel easy to do, and they're also easy to keep up with. And I think one thing that really does make a big difference in my lifestyle is adding in little supplements and things that make me genuinely feel good. I am constantly trying to learn about gut health and managing my stress, my support with immunity, all of those things. And a product that has really changed that for me is AG1. AG1 is way more than just a greens powder. I know we see so many greens powders on the internet and it's hard to know like what actually does what and what helps and what doesn't. For me, AG1 is a powder that goes into either, you can do it in water, a smoothie, or orange juice is really yummy. Hunter and I both just add this in the morning and it just feels really good. It feels like something that gives me energy, makes me feel like I'm actually adding to my life. And no, I don't do it every single day, but it's something that I really try to focus on and add into as many days as I can. When I started taking AG1, not only did I physically feel better, but mentally it made me feel like I was just doing something for my physical health. And I think that 1% better mentality that I always try and share on here is just focusing on the basics. And that's exactly why I trust AG1, especially since they have been in the game since 2010. They're constantly refining their formula to create a smarter and better way to just elevate your baseline health. I have recommended this to my mom. I've had Hunter start taking it, and AG1 is just a brand that I trust, which is why they're a sponsor of today's podcast. So if you guys do want to take control of your own health and start that with AG1, you can actually try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2 and 5-3 AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. You guys can go to drinkag1.com/notyourtypical. That's drinkag1.com/notyourtypical, NOTYOURTYPICAL. Check it out. And yeah, thank you AG1 for sponsoring. It's just something that I genuinely love to add into my life. So I will always share my honest opinion about different like supplements and things like that that I'm taking. But yeah, just adding something on top of what I just do for my basic health, like waking up and making my bed and taking a shower. My next one is to get creative. And I personally love doing Pinterest boards. I mentioned that at the beginning. If I have any sort of idea that I want to come to fruition, I'll make a Pinterest board about it. And some specific things obviously is like the wedding planning, or I'll do like fall outfits, winter outfits, home. Maybe if I want to redo my kitchen, I'll do a kitchen board. And it's just so much fun. And I also love looking at other people's boards, which I feel like nobody really talks about. But that is so fun because, for example, my best friend Katie, like I'll always, literally always go on her Pinterest and be like, okay, well, like what vibe is she feeling? And right now we're both engaged. So like I'll go on her Pinterest and be like, oh, it's so interesting to see what she wants as her wedding dress and what she wants as her venue location. You know, it's just fun, especially when you have people in your life or even like people you follow that have a really creative mind. It's cool to see someone else's creative mind because you'll see that you're just so different naturally than everyone else. You know, there's no two people who are exactly the same, and that's exactly how it is with creativity. So I find a lot of comfort looking at other people's creativity, and obviously it helps me get inspired. And yeah, I just love making Pinterest boards. I think it's a really good way. Even for like 2024, doing a whole vision board, that sort of thing, I freaking love to do that. Like I can't wait until the end of the year specifically to do a vision board night. Like I think that's so fun. So there's that. And then another one that I wrote down is to romanticize something, to have a night, whether that's with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your best friends, yourself, your mom, your dad, whoever in your life. I think it's so fun to plan something. Even like Friendsgiving is coming up, and one, being excited for something, and then two, just romanticizing something. Obviously, it's not like that accessible to go host every single week, but we even just had friends over for Halloween, and like even putting out the cheese board, just like it's something in my brain, and it felt very good. Like I just felt amazing. I don't know how else to explain it, and It was so much fun. So I love hosting. I love going somewhere and being hosted. And I feel like Hunter and I are really good about that. Like even on date nights, instead of just going straight to dinner, we'll go to the beach and then we'll go to get dessert after. And then we'll have a no phone movie night. And we just make it a big thing. My next one is dedicated nights alone. This is to be independent. I feel like when I feel more independent, there's a sense of calmness to myself and like a trust with myself that makes me feel good. And that doesn't mean to seclude myself, and that doesn't mean to only rely on myself. I think that friendships, relationships, all of that is so important in your life. And not only that, but spending time with them. But every once in a while, it's not selfish to have a night just dedicated to yourself, or have a morning or an afternoon. We all have so many relationships and friendships and things in our life that we have to cater to, but we can't forget to cater to ourselves. And when I have a night to myself, I don't do anything. I don't vlog. I don't go on my phone. I don't go on social media. Sometimes I watch YouTube, but I don't like text a bunch of friends back or FaceTime my friends, because yes, there's a lot of nights that I do that, but there should be, in my opinion, nights or just moments in your life dedicated fully to yourself and being independent. And that can mean going to a restaurant alone, or that can mean going and working out alone. It can mean going to the grocery store alone, getting dinner, coming home and cooking it, you know? I feel like for me, that usually happens as like a full self-care night. So like I will obviously romanticize that, and I'll like put on a robe and I'll do my full skincare. Maybe I'll blow out my hair. I'll read a book or watch TV, my favorite show or like an older show. And then I also find that like on nights alone, I like to deep clean something, like either my closet or my kitchen, my fridge, anything like that. It just feels really good to like declutter. And it's just a fun thing to do, honestly, by yourself. And it's like killing two birds with one stone, because technically it's an activity that's like not that fun if it's cleaning. But for some reason, when it is romanticized as like something to do on a date night by yourself, for me, it's fun. Another one I wrote is a digital detox. For me, not only do I want to declutter my space, but I feel like having digital detox days or times of the day, I honestly can't remember the last time I went like a full day without touching my phone or touching social media. So that's not how it works for me. I know a lot of people who do that. Like on Sundays, they won't go on social media. That's so amazing. Like I honestly wish I could do that. I just, for some reason, I don't picture myself being able to do that, especially because I do posts on social media. But there's certain times of my day where I try to be strict with myself with going on social media. I actually saw this post that my friend Callie Fuller reposted. I'll repost it on my podcast Instagram, but it was like insanely inspiring. And pretty much what the post was, I'll just explain it really quickly, but she made this post that, it wasn't Callie Fuller, she reposted one of her friends, but it was a side by side. And the first side was just a girl who was going through her morning, and she was just doing the little things that make a really big difference, like waking up, kind of getting ready for her day, putting on an outfit she felt confident in, making her bed, making a really filling breakfast, having the energy to go work out after, coming home, being productive. So that was one side. And then the other side was things that she could have done instead that maybe would be easier, like waking up and just going straight to her phone, and then comparing herself to social media, and then going to the mirror and picking herself apart. And then after she picked herself apart, she didn't feel like she wanted breakfast anymore. And then she didn't have the energy to go to the gym, so she just went on her couch. And then she went on social media and started comparing herself to all the other people who were working out. And it was just such a good representation of how we could let social media direct us in a negative way. And I feel like for me, I do notice a really big difference if I jump on my phone the first part of the day. And like, I feel like I have to a lot of the time for my job, but if I know that I have to do something, then I will always give myself time to quote unquote declutter my mind or just not start my day in a stressful way. And that can be something to everybody. For me, social media is stressful. And I know that maybe that's not the case for everybody, but I do feel like at some point, social media will hit you with comparison. And even if you don't think that it does, I do think it does. And that's kind of my struggle with social media because I obviously post on social media, and then part of me hates social media, honestly. And I feel like even just like the influencer world, it's hard because I love to create photos and videos and I love to inspire, and I even like to talk about inspiring things. But at the end of the day, like, there could be somebody that compares their life to mine, and I just don't like that, and I don't like consuming that, and I don't like to think that someone else could do that. So the best thing that I can do is just advocate for taking time for yourself, taking time off social media, doing the detoxes, whether that's in the morning, at night, a whole day, whatever it is to you. I just genuinely think that it's super beneficial. So that is everything. The last thing I wanted to say was my journal prompt for today is going to be, what's your girl therapy favorites? And thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you guys have the best week, and I will talk to you guys next week.